This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Arizona's new Democratic Attorney General dismissed a lawsuit seeking to block student debt relief. It was filed by the former GOP Attorney General in September. The lawsuit is separate from the two cases blocking the relief that are going to the Supreme Court. California lawmakers are pushing legislation that would impose a new tax on the state's wealthiest residents, even if they have already moved into another part of the country. Assemblyman Alex Lee, a progressive Democrat, last week introduced a bill in the California state legislature that would impose an extra annual 1.5% tax on those with a worldwide net worth above $1 billion, starting as early as January 2024. As early as 2026, the threshold for being taxed would drop. Those with a worldwide net worth exceeding $50 million would be hit with a 1% annual tax on wealth, while billionaires would still be taxed 1.5%. Yesterday, the Supreme Court announced it would delay hearing three cases on new Texas and Florida laws that would allow social media users to sue platforms like Twitter or Facebook over claims of political censorship. Jared Rizzi has more.
When Justice Alito helped temporarily block the Texas law last May, he still said it raised issues of great importance and signaled that he had not yet made up his mind. There was no announcement yesterday whether the justices would hear these cases. Instead, they've asked the Biden Department of Justice to weigh in. Tech industry lawyers have argued that social media is run by private companies that can moderate content as they wish. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
As has been frequently been the case throughout his unparalleled career, James Cameron made film history again this weekend. His long-awaited sequel, Avatar: The Way of Water, has now made over $2 billion in worldwide grosses, as reported by Deadline. A grand total is after the film box office take from this weekend. The sixth consecutive weekend, the film has occupied the number one spot. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Major League Baseball will announce its 2023 Hall of Fame class on Tuesday. Scott Rowland, Todd Helton, and Billy Wagner had the best chance to get into Cooperstown after receiving at least 50% of the vote last year. A player needs at least 75% to get elected to the Hall of Fame. Players who receive less than 5% of the vote or exceed 10 years on the ballot will be removed from next year's class. Branson Arroyo, Carlos Beltran, and Jacoby Ellsbury among the 14 players making their debut on the ballot. The Baseball Writers of America will reveal their results at 6 p.m. Eastern on MLB Network. The Marino family won't be selling the Los Angeles Angels after all. Team owner Artie Moreno announced Monday that the family is ending the exploratory process to sell the team and will maintain control of the franchise for the foreseeable future. This comes after Moreno announced he was exploring a possible sale of the ball club in August of last year. The Angels have struggled in recent years, missing the postseason for the past eight seasons. Moreno originally took over the team in 2003, a year after the Angels won their only World Series title. The Washington Wizards are expected to be without Kristaps Porzingis for at least a couple of weeks. ESPN is reporting the center suffered a sprained left ankle in Saturday's win over the Orlando Magic, and the team has officially listed him as week-to-week with an injury. Porzingis has had an impressive year for Washington, averaging 22.1 points and 8.8 rebounds per game. The 27-year-old is the Wizards' second-leading scorer and top rebounder this season. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.